This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Thanks for joining us here today on this Thursday. You are tuned into WGOD, all truth, all the time. We're broadcasting here for the next 14 minutes and 30 seconds. God is broadcasting. I thank you for tuning into His frequency. We know where God speaks. That is in His Word. That's why we let the Word of God take the central focus of all that we do here. Unfortunately, sometimes I have to interpret a little bit what some things mean. But, you know, God has blessed some teachers. I know many of you. There's lots of Bible teachers that you love because they help to bring out the meaning in some of these things. But let me encourage you, too, to remember the Holy Spirit is your teacher and the greatest teacher. And if we tune into His frequency, He will teach us when people are faithful to the Word of God and speak it. Let's see where the Lord lands here today. It's Thursday. We are in the middle of a sermon I've entitled, By Their Fruits You'll Know Them. Little play on words because we're in Galatians chapter 5, looking at the fruits of the Spirit. And we're going through these nine fruits of the Spirit the Apostle Paul gives us, contrasts them with walking in the flesh. And that's where we're at here. We're going through this list here today. This weekend, I invite you out to Island Community Church Sunday morning at 10:30. I would love to see you. This week, my sermon is entitled, God is Not Mocked. Now, that comes next in line where we're at in Galatians chapter 6. The first 8 or 9 verses there, the Apostle Paul says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, this he will also reap. That's my sermon this Sunday morning. For more on this ministry, you can go to WGODradio.com. On Facebook, you can follow us as well at WGOD Radio. Here's the next part of this message now. By their fruits, you will know them.
This is what he's talking about. Not someone who's done these things, someone who practices these things. Because if it was someone who did these things, no one would enter the kingdom. Because we've all done them. I said, we all have done them. If not, we need another throne for you. We got to clear some room up in heaven for your own throne. If this doesn't include you. Paul says, just as I told you in times past. So this warning's not the first time he's told them this. If you keep living the kind of life you lived before you were a Christian, then you will not inherit the kingdom of God. As I told you in times past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom. Like I said, not those who commit these things, otherwise no one would make it. It's those who practice these things, again, like medicine. Those who practice medicine. Like when the doctor went up to Curly and said, just where do you practice medicine? And Curly goes, I don't need to practice it. I know it. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 5:9. I wrote to you in my epistle not to keep company with sexually immoral people. Yet I did not mean sexually immoral people of the world, or covetous, or extortioners, or idolaters. Since then, you'd have to leave the world. That's what I said to her this morning, Chris this morning. But now I have written to you not to keep company with a brother who is sexually immoral. Not a brother who was. 1 Corinthians 6:9 says, and such were some of you. but a brother who is these things. The main point here in our study in Galatians is if you practice these things, you're not a believer. Because no true believer would continually practice these things. Adultery, lewdness, idolatry, drug use, heresies, envies. If you continually practice these things, the Bible says you won't inherit the kingdom. Now, that's not what I want to talk about. Other than scrutinize yourselves, look in the mirror. I mean, do these things describe you? Let's contrast these works of the flesh with the genuine fruits of the Spirit. Remember how I started this sermon? By their fruits you will know them, I said. Do you resemble what we just looked at? Or do you resemble what's to come? It starts with the word but. Verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Here's a list of nine. The fruit from an orange tree is oranges. The fruit from a Christian tree are these. Number one, love. If you're making a list, love. 1 Corinthians 13:1, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, but I have not love, I have become sounding brass and a clanging cymbal. Though I had the gift of prophecy, though I understand all mysteries and all knowledge, though I have all faith so I can move mountains, but I have not love, I am nothing. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, though I give my body to be burned, but I have not love, it profits me nothing. The greatest, the most important fruit of the Spirit, as we looked at in Sunday school this morning, is love. That's number one. The lyrics of the song go like this. They will know we are Christians by our love. Now, I mentioned that in Sunday school. I think a lot of people don't remember that one. We're going to do that one here someday soon. How are you doing with number one? Love. Christians can't help but love. It's in your nature. You just can't help it. It's part of who you are. As Bill's missionary friend used to say, it's in your DNA. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Again, we looked at this morning. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He that does not love does not know God, for God is love. Verse 11, beloved, if God so loves us, we also ought to love one another. Number two is joy. Now, joy is a deep and abiding inner rejoicing, which was promised to those who abide in Christ, John 15:11. It does not depend on circumstances because it rests in God's sovereign control of all things. How are you doing with that one? Number two, joy. Do you have joy over what the Lord has done for you in your life? It's easy to lose it. If you've lost it, I encourage you to get it back. Your joy. Don't let anyone take your joy from you. You're part of the 1%, I like to say. There's 7.3 billion people in this world. I'm afraid it's the 0.3 that are saved. And the 7 billion are the lost. That ought to cause you to rejoice that your name's written in the book of life. Don't let anyone take your joy away from you. When you die and leave this world, you're going to heaven. You have eternal life. That ought to cause great joy. Sometimes we lose track of that. I don't want church to be a 1 hour sleep through. We need to rejoice in here. Be grateful. Sing like you mean it. Remember what the Lord did with his broken body and poured out blood when you take communion and when you hear the word of God. If you're guilty of every one of these walking in the flesh, you can make it right before you leave today by repenting of your sins. And then this is a feel-good church. You do what he says, you'll feel good when you walk out. Number three, peace. The Lord Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." It's been given to you by the Son of God. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Do you have peace? Peace starts with faith in Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You get right with God, you have peace. Don't let anyone take your peace away either. You can lose your joy, you can lose your peace. No one can take it from you. They can't confiscate it. They can't put an age limit on it. They can't tax it. They can't take it away from you. You can give it away, though, by letting things take your joy and peace away from you. Do you have the peace that passes all understanding, Paul wrote? Is it well with your soul? You ought to read about the guy who wrote, "It is well with my soul," and read about when he wrote it. After the second time his family was killed, the first ship killed half of his family. The second cruise ship killed the rest of them. And then he wrote, "It is well with my soul." That comes through an inner peace of having Christ in you. Amen. That their names are written in the book of life. And yours are too. Number four. Okay, who's three for three so far? All right. I think everyone is. Joy, peace, love. See, you got to be careful with number one, because prophecy says you're susceptible to losing that. It's Matthew chapter 24, verse 9. Jesus said, one of the signs you'll know his return is near. Right. It says, because lawlessness will increase, the love of many will wax cold. Because of all the evil you see out here in the world, it's going to cause you to lose your love and compassion for your brother. Don't let that happen to you. Or if it has, get it back. Remember what God's done for you. Remember what we did here at communion this morning. Okay, number four, long-suffering. Greek word, makrothumia. Macro means a long off in the distance. Thumia is where our word thermos or thermal comes from. Now, Bill's a rocket scientist. He'll tell you what thermal means. So will Ron. Heat. Heat. Esposito definition? A long time to get sore at somebody. Heat. Long heat. Definition? Self-restraint before proceeding to action. Here's another. The quality of a person who is able to avenge himself yet refrains from doing so.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.